We in Daf Yudalad Amid Beis. Itma Hofchon Al Tzideyen. What is the halacha if he took the Nesorim? Nesorim which are apostle, if they reichev Dalet Fochim. According to Rav, this is according to Rav Meir, according to Shmuel, this is according to everyone. And he took these Nesorim, which are Rochev Dalet Fochen, and Hofchon Al Tzidei. And he turned them on their sides. So that means, when one is in the Sukkah, one does not see a Neser of Dalet Fochen. One sees a Neser of Pochas Megimel. But in reality, this is a Neser, which is Dalet Tvachim. So what is the halacha? Says, Amachleikis Ameroim, Rav Huna Omar Psula. Rav Chizde Verabe Bar Rav Huna Omri Ksheira. Ikla Rav Nachman Lesure. So Rav Nachman once visited Sure. Oyle Gabei Rav Chizde Verabe Bar Rav Huna. Omri Lei Hofchon Al Tzidei En Mal. They wanted to get a haskome from Rav Nachman. That's all they were looking for. They didn't have a shaila. They were matel lechatchila. They said Hofchon Al Tzidein is mutter. They didn't have any shailas. They were looking for a haskome that someone else should also hold like them. So they went and asked Rav Nachman, "What do you hold Hofchon Al Tzidein?" So he answered them, "Omar lohu psula. It's possible. Nasu kishpudim shel matches." He told them, if Chazal passed a neser of dalet for him, so it's like schach posel. It's nasa kishpudim shel matres. It is schach posel, and schach posel, it's no chilek vimidreites. Schach posel is posel. Nasa kishpudim shel matres. Omalohu rabune. So then, now you heard Rav Nachman said like Rav Huna said. Omalohu rabune. So Rav Huna told them, Loyomri lohu imri chevosi. Didn't I tell you you should say like me? Why were you chaylik on me? See, Rav Nachman was like I held. Omrulei umiyomalon mar taime veloy kablinamine. If you'd have told us a reason, you'd never told us a reason. Rav Nachman had gesucht, along this, Rav Nachman said, Nasa kishpudim shal matres. So, Mamela, if he explained it, then he understand it. But you never told us a reason. Amalahu, mi boyiso mi noi time of loyomri lechu. Did you ask me? If you'd have asked, I would have told you. I told you chapt already. Let us see Rashi. Zucht Rashi, hofchan al tzideim nisorim sheyesh bem arbo. That fourth for him why shesichach behem v'layhitel rochvon ala suke. He didn't put the reichav of the nesa on the suke. Ela hishkivon al tzidom. He lied them on their side. Shu poches megimel. So this is a kosher reshir. Nesom poches megimel. Kosher l'chol adayis. Psula k'dem aforish l'kamon. So Rabbuna said it's possible. The kivin the yesh shem psula aleihem. Nasu kishpudim shal matches, apsulim lusachich b'cholin yeshoivchom. Chazal pasled a neser, so now, however you vimidreitis, it's a tzchach posel. That's what Rav Huna held. In Rav Chizden, Rabba v'Rav Huna held k'sheire, the time emishum k'seiris tikre. The whole reason they asked was als k'seiris tikre. That a person will be in such a sukkah, he'll say, what's the difference between the sukkah and Kairis Beisi? V'chiyai gavne le'ov the inshi tikri. This sukkah is not a misleading sukkah. No one will ever ask, what's the difference between this sukkah and my house? You can tell the difference. The house is not mesuchich by nesorim pochas megimel. U'le gabe rav chizde v'rabe lishel u'la yoymar kedivrayem. Shainem, zook the Gemara weiter. Leimo Messiah. So now the Gemara wants to bring a raya to Rav Huna and to Rav Nachman. We learned a baraisa that says three different halachas. Halacha number one. Einem achzekes kdei roishoi verubai v'shulchona. you have a sukkah that does not have a mokim for roishev rubi v'shulchona, it's possible a sukkah. Oish en nifritza ba pirtze, or there's a pirtze in the wall, k'day she yizdake ba gdi bebas roish. That means one of the walls, there's a pirtze, that a gdi could walk in behedye, that means there's 3 tvachim from the ground, but a gdi can walk in straight from the outside into the sukkah without any problems. So that already is a mechitza tluya. The mechitza does not start from the ground, which is also a posala sukkah. Second case. Oy shenosna leo nesa, a third case, that he put on top of the sukkah a board, shuhu rochov arbo tvachim, Afal pish lein hichnis l'soicha elo shloisha tvachim psula. The third case is he took a board which was 4 tvachim wide, but he only put into the sukkah 3 tvachim. So the sukkah is posel. So hey chidomi, what is the case? That you have a 4 tefachdike board and there's 3 tvachim in the sukkah. Lav ki goin shahofchon al tzideyim, that he turned it on the sides. So it means, so that's the case. So you have a board which is 4 tvachim wide. In the sukkah you only see a roichev of 3 tvachim. And it's possible. And the Gemara loy. Hoche b'maya skinon, he was speaking about a different case altogether. Ki goin da'ancho apume dim talalto. The board was put by the opening of the sukkah. That means the sukkah is normally has 3 walls, like a ches. And this is put by the fourth side where there's no wall. That's the pesach of the sukkah. The ancha apumedim talalta, he put it by the opening of the sukkah. The ayil tlosa legav, 3 tvachim of this board is in the sukkah. That means before the sukkah ended, he put in 3 tvachim of this board. There's a nice picture in the Perish Chai, so we'll know what we're speaking about. Ba'apik chad lebar. And 1 tefach is sticking outside of the mechitzas ha-sukkah. Ba'avalei psal ha-yoytzi min ha-sukkah, b'chol psal ha-yoytzi min ha-sukkah, nidoin ke-sukkah. So here we have to see Rashi to understand what this dichui is. Zogt Rashi azoy. Oy she v'sheinim achzekes teiroy she v'rubi v'sholchoni garsine b'loy garsine elo kedeiroy she v'rubi v'sholchoni. Then it would be kosher. Oy she nifritze bo pirtzo ba'achas hatfonei somach lekarke. She is darker. Gdi dainu shloisha tvachim bebasroish behedyu berevach. Gdi can walk in without any problems and obstacles and difficulties. So that makes it a mechitza tluya. Heichi domi the rochav abo. How do you have a case that the board is wide 4 tvachim and there's only 3 tvachim in the sukkah? Lehichnis bala shloisha lav shaofchon kulon al tzideim. So, and it says it's possible. So the Gemara says, no, it's speaking about the ancho, the neser echo dafke kame, only speaking about 1 board. Apume dim talalto. He put it by the opening of the sukkah, eitzel ruach revi, she'ein sham doifim, the lifke minei al yedei doifim. So let us learn the way they learn. There's no doifin in the fourth ruach, the lifka minea ide doifin, the inkan doifin, elo pesach. V'af al gavdle aile kule lesoich chlal defones hatzodim. Even though the whole neser, the whole board is not in the sukkah. Possible, the who tefach the avroi mechshev nami kisuke. The outer tefach is also considered like a suke. Dilus chach kosher have a mutalishin shom. ויועצה ידי סוכה, דמרינה לקמם פסל היועצה מן הסוכה, כי אגבנה נידוין כסוכה. Now let us explain what Rashi is saying. First of all, this is how the Brei Misoda and the Beis Meir say Pshat. First of all, we are speaking about a sukkah ktana. A sukkah ktana, a sukkah ktana means that it's the sukkah mitzad atzmoy does not have zayin tvochem al zayin tvochem of schach kosher. And let's make it simple. The halacha is that a sukkah ktana is nifsal b'schach posel of three tvochem. So now let us picture this sukkah. So we have a sukkah now that there are four tvochem of schach kosher. The walls are seven tvochem. It's 7 by 7. You have a sukkah that is 7 tvochem by 7 tvochem. Fine. Now you have 4 tvochem of schach kosher. That is near the three walls. 4 tvochem of schach kosher. Now you have here 3 tvochem. You have a board, which is a 4 tefach dike board, that is put on the sukkah. So this 4 tefach dike board is, so there's 3 tvochem in the sukkah, and then there's 1 tefach outside of the sukkah. Now we are going according to Rabbi Barav Hun and Rav Chisda, who they don't hold this lomdus, or they didn't hold this lomdus of Nasek Ishpudin Shalmatches. They held that whatever is in the sukkah, if in the sukkah you have a neser dalit, so then there's a gzeiris tikre. In the sukkah you don't have a neser dalit, so there's no gzeiris tikre. So lemaisa, I have here in the sukkah a neser of gimel tvochim. That's what I have in the sukkah. So theoretically, a neser of gimel tvochim doesn't passel. That's what should be. No, the problem is as follows. This neser juts out of the sukkah tefach. So underneath this tefach, you have here schach of a tefach without any walls. That means the walls ended a tefach before. And you have here a tefach of schach jutting out of this sukkah. Now we have a halacha further. Psal hayoytze min hasukkah nidain kisukkah. That means if you have, in such a case, out of the opening of the sukkah, you have schach jutting out, so even though there's no walls, there's no hechsher tfanis underneath this schach, nidain kisukkah. This also is a kosher sukkah. That means so it's considered a tuffle to the sukkah which has walls, and this also has a hechsher sukkah. Now let's go a little further. This neser min ha-teire is schach kosher. Fak is schach kosher. It's made out of gedulei karka, it's not mekabel tume. So let's say min ha-teire. So min ha-teire, you have here, theoretically, 8 tvochem of sukkah. Because this neser is schach kosher min ha-teire. So this mokim min ha-teire is roi to, this has a shame sukkah. Als the halacha, even though there's no walls here, but the halacha is psal ha-yoytzi min ha-sukkah, nidain ki sukkah, so this mokim has hechsher sukkah, and min ha-teire, so this whole mokim is sukkah. Since this whole mokim is sukkah, so memele, if this will be kosher, so you could have a person sleeping under these dalet fochim, and he'll look up on the schach, and he says, oh, it's dalet tvochim, and this is a kosher sukkah, and my house is also in the sorim of dalet tvochim, so he's going to say, mali kairis sukkizu, mali kairis basi. So, the next year, he won't bother to make a sukkah. So that means, the Gemara is saying, you know why here it is possible? Because you have 4 tvochim in the sukkah. Bishleime by Hofchon al Tzideyem. You have in the sukkah 3 tvochim. But sticking up 4 tvochim, that doesn't matter. When one is in the sukkah, he only sees a neser of 3 tvochim, a pochus migimo. So that, Rav Chisden, Rabbi Brundel, that's a kosher sukkah. Because in the sukkah, one only sees a neser, roch of shloisha, or roch of pochus mishalish. Here it is speaking about that you see in the sukkah 4 tvochim. Because the sukkah does not end where the wall ends. The sukkah ends where the schach ends. And the schach juts out from the sukkah of the tefach. So this mokim of dalet vachim is sukkah. So you have in the sukkah area a neser of dalet vachim, which min ha-toyr is kosher. This is sukkah. See, being mesachach, a sukkah with dalet vachim. That's what the Barais is telling God. Svos geit miron. That in the wall area there's only three tvachim, but the sukkah extends after the wall area. The tefach that shuts out from the sukkah is also sukkah. So it comes out, you're being misachich your sukkah with four tvachim. So memela, so then past the gzeira of nesorim. That is what they said. But now, but the Gemara said, that is the Ibrahim the Gemara. Davle psal hayoytzim in esuke v'chol psal hayoytzim in esuke nidoin kesuke. So memeile, so you will mesachich asuke, you will mesachich asuke area with an eser of dalet tvachim. So pas the gzeire from the sore. But that Rashi wanted to be medayik. The Gemara was very careful. The Gemara says, da ancha apuma dimtalalta. He put it by the opening of the sukkah, put it by the fourth side of the sukkah where there's no wall. Weistach ois, if it would have been the other way around, we're speaking about a sukkah ktana. Let us say the sukkah ktana would be from the opening, the schach kosher would start, and you'd have four tvachim of schach kosher. Then you'd have, we're going towards the middle machitza, then you'll have a board of four tvachim, and that means three tvachim will go till the middle wall, and one tefach will jut out. So also you have the same shtik teira. Why was the Gemara medayik that you put the neser by the puma de metalalta? You didn't put it on the other side. So here Rashi says, Moiradik. The whole halacha, there's more than that. So Rashi says, if there is a wall, that is mavsik between the that means like this. This halacha that pesel hayoytzim in asuke niden kisuke, that even though there's no hechshel defanis on this area, it's still kosher. That is only if there's no wall that is mavsik beinoy la hasuke. But that means, let's say you'll have 10 tvachim jutting out. You have plenty of place to sleep. It still will be possible. Because it's possible because this middle wall hacks off the schach from the rest of the sukkah. So now this area that the schach is jutting out does not have hershed panes whatsoever. So this wall would cut it off. So since this wall would cut it off, so if he would put the board near the wall, so then the halacha would be takabi kosher, because you only have in the sukkah three tvachim. That's mamish like havchan al tzideim, if he would have put it by the wall. That's why the Gemara was medayik, he didn't put it by the wall, he put it by the opening of the sukkah. So now you can say the halacha psal hayoytzim in asukkah nidin kesukkah. And therefore, so it's considered your mesachich asukkah with a neser of dalet vachim. Now let us again see the lashon of Rashi. Apume demetalalta eitzel ruach revi. He put the neser by the fourth ruach she'en sham doifin. The liv kemineh al yedei doifin. If there would have been a doifin, so the doifin would have accomplished that whatever is jutting out of the doifin has no shaykhis with the sukkah. Because it doesn't become a nitpal to the sukkah. Because it's not posuach to the sukkah. The einkan doifin. That's why, that's why he said it's speaking about apuma de metalalta, that there's no doifin to be mafkiyit. El or pesach. Va'av al gav delay aile kula lesoich chlal defanis has todim. Even though the whole schach is not in the chlal tfanes hatzdodim, so memele in the neser is only three tvachim of the neser is toich the chlal hatfanes. This you only have three tvachim of neser in the sukkah. Possible do tefach davroi, because the sukkah does not end where the walls end. The tefach davroi mechshev nami kisuke. The next tefach, this tefach of schach that's jutting out, also has a shame suke. the ilos sichach, das ilos chach kosher, have a mutalishin shav, yaitzi day suke, the mina lakamam, psala yaitzi mina suke, ki agav da nidden ke suke. Hofchon al tzideyem zoktoisvis, alibe de rav, loy metuk mahach plukte, damiroi, ele karameya. According to Rav, that Rav said, Rav Yehuda holds that a Neser Dalet is kosher. The only one holds a Neser Dalet is possible is Rav Meir. So it comes out, according to Rav, this whole machlokes of Amiroim is only a libe de Rav Meir. Uber Rechovim Arbo, v'kaim lom bepek mishay tziyu, Rav Meir v'Rav Yehuda, lochik Rav Yehuda. So memele, so it's very modne, you should have a machlokes Amiroim, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, nesorim afilo chovim dalad al kosher. There's no nesor that's possible according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it's very modne that we should have a machlekes amiroim shalei libe dehilchese. Avol Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, that Shmuel said everyone holds a nesor chov dalad is possible. The whole machlokes is pachas midalid. Avol Shmuel took meshape kol the kolah alme. That we're going taka neser ochav dalid, which is possible bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, bein l'Rameya. And here we have a machlokes Ravuna, Rabba bar Ravuna. Umitoich kach. So if we have a whole sugya, which only would flow according to Shmuel, is nireh da'aloche k'Shmuel. So. And this would be a raya that we pass on like Shmuel. Avon gav de ba'alme haloche ke rav b'yisur. We have a klal rav b'shmuel. We pass on by rav b'yisur and by Shmuel and Momen. Like Shmuel and in Hilchus Momen. But over here, it would seem we pass on like Shmuel, even though it's a shayla negeya isa. Voy lekamon perik lulav ha'gozul, de koma rab Yehude, Suka eina neheges ella ba'bo minim shebelulav. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can only be mesachach hasuka with the dalad minim shebelulav. Uporech mehi beraise, de sanye kibose de shmul, de tani sichro ben esorim shalares, le maise mi de sanye kibose de rav, shma minoho de shmulika. We heard in the beginning of the Gemara two beraises. Now both beraises are speaking about sichro ben esorim shalares. One bereis is like Rav, the other bereis is like Shmuel. And when the Gemara wants to ask a kashen Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara brings the bereis like Shmuel. So why did the Gemara bring such that bereis of Halacha we paskin like Rav? So it seems that from that Gemara also that here we paskin like Shmuel. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Tikra she'ein olero maziva. We have a tikra, there's no plaster on top of the tikra, there's only boards covering the roof. Rab Yehuda Oimer, Beishamai Oimrim, Mefakpek, Benoitel, Achas, Bentayim. Beishilal Oimrim, Mefakpek, Oinoitel, Achas, Bentayim. Rameir Oimer, Noitel, Achas, Mi Bentayim, Veinai, Mefakpek. Now let us see Rashi. Tikra she'ein oleho mazivo, stam tikra b'nisorim she'yesh b'hen arbo. Now first of all, Rashi says that's how Rashi learns the whole sugya. A stam tikra, we hear this really and after Yudalud Amad Aleph, that fakel, the whole gzeres nisorim was by a neser that's rochav arbo, because stam tikra has nisorim arbo. Stam tikra b'nisorim she'yesh b'hen arbo. Mazivo, ritzpas tit, it's a covering of tit. V'doimoloi b'mikro b'sefer Ezra, v'yazvo shushlaim adachoyme, milu mitoicha ofo laharzik achoymo. So there also, it has a lotion v'yazvo. Rab Yehuda oima. So now, but so we have here a house that was, we have here, it was covered with boards, which are four, Tvachim wide. And let us just think for a minute what could be wrong. So, Lachaira, there's two things wrong. One thing is wrong that there's a psul of Tasa v'loy min ha'osui. This was made l'shem bayis. We heard Rashi said before and Daf Yudalad, and Rashi will say again, in this sugya that if you make a, if you put down a covering, l'shem bayis, it becomes a bayis. A bayis means is a permanent dwelling, a shelter from all elements, that is a bayis. A sukkah is a temporary dwelling. A sukkah in yisod is a shelter from the rays of the sun. That's the taich of a sukkah. Whatever you put down, you can put down the same materials. According to Rashi, it, what becomes is dependent on what your intent and kavona was b'shash you put it down. So here we have a tikra, a roof that was put down l'shem bayis. So we have here a deraisadike problem that we have here a bayis. It was made l'shem bayis. We also have here a problem if we have a problem of nesorim. That was the Mishnah Daf Yudalid, Mesachachim ben Nesorim, Ein Mesachachim ben Nesorim, there's a Midrabonon, Nesorim are Posel Lesachach. Again, we had the Machlekes Chav Shmuel, if that's speaking about, if everyone holds by Nesorim Dalid, it's Posel Lesachach, or Davke Rameya holds that it's possible Sachich by Dal. That we'll see. But Al Kaponim, we should be aware when we're learning the Mishnah, the problems we are encountering with this Tikra. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beishamei Beisilul Nechleku Bedov. Now, how to be Machsher this area? But look, it's Beishamei Beisilul. Beishamei Omerim. If he wants to sit in this dwelling, he wants to sit l'shem sukkah. Mefakpeik soiser umenaneya eskulo. So he picks up each board, he shakes it, he lifts it up, puts it down l'shem sukkah. Number one, v'acharkach noitel achas bentayim. And then he takes out the neitel achas me bintayim from each between each board. He takes out one board. The noisem psal bimkoyimo. Then he puts schach kosher there. Ulekama meforish lo moli talti. Now this that being lechayre the kasha is that if you put schach kosher there ready. That's lechayre the next mishnah mekor sukkosi b'shpudim beruchos amitim yesh revach b'neim kamoisam ksheiraf. You have schach, you have neser schach. It should be kosher. So why did Beis Shammai say that you have to do two things? First, you have to be machshir the nesorim. It would seem you mafak peik. That takes care of the tasa b'loy mina osi lechayre. And then, but you can't use the Nesorim. You have to, you will marsha them, and then you can't use them. You have to put Tzchach Kosher on the Chayrim. You marsha the Mokim with Tzchach Kosher. So the Mefakpek is a Psmodna. Why is this necessary? Since, Achikich Leisakel, you're putting Tzchach Kosher there. Ubeisilul Oimri Mefakpek. Mishum tasa v'loy min ha'osu. Beisilu says that you go and lift up each neser. Vein tzorech losis psal. You don't have to put schach there. It's a kosher sukkah. That's the only problem. Tasa v'loy min ha'osu. And you lift it up again. You put it now l'shem sukkah. It's good. I was with gzeiras nesorim. Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei. De machsher b'nesorim shiesh pehem. Dalad l'sachech es kulo. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda oimer that is machlokes Beishamei Beisilu. Beishamei taka says you need pikpok, you need neitelachas me bentayim. We don't understand Beishamei, but Beisilu l'maisa aloch l'maisa Beisilu say you can lift up each board and put it back down again. And by doing this, you accomplished one thing. You took off the chesorim of tasev loymin osi. But Mesachachim ben Nesorim, it's still Nesorim over here. You're putting down Nesorim. You're making this new sukkah with Nesorim. So Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei, the Marsha ben Nesorim, sheesh ben Dal l'sachach is kula. You're allowed to be Mesachach ben Nesorim. Mahainu kera. So Rashi says, I'm telling you pshat in the Mishnah according to Ra. Shmuel metaris al lakama begmore. Shmuel later say a different pshat. Why pikpok helps? Oy noitel achas mi bintayim. Or if you want noitel achas mi bintayim ve'in tzorich lefakpeg. You don't have to be mefakpeg. The bahochi sagi. This is sufficient. The Ika Asiya Ma'alya. Now, Rashi throws in Sanayavot. That this is an Asiya Ma'alya, a very good Asiya. Now, what does Rashi mean over here? If Rashi means that you put Schach Kosher between the Nesorim, like the way Rashi said in Beis Shammai, suppose that Rashi is going to say Ktoire, the Ika Asiya Ma'alya, it's not mashma like that. You put Schach Kosher there, the Ika Asiya, the Hid is a good Asiya. Dachsach me, that's not Pshat and Rashi. Dachsach me, Pshat and Rashi, so we'll see later in the Gemara also that there's a problem later, but Al Kaponim, there's a Svore in the Bach brings down such a Svore. Others mention such a svore, that in the halacha of, we have here a problem, a deraisadike problem of tasa veloy mina osi. That means this was made l'shem tikra, made l'shem bayis, and that's apostle asiya. So you can rectify it, Beis Hillel said, in two ways. One way, you can pick up each board and put it back down again, which really is an asiya, a small asiya, because once mentioned, could be you don't even have to pick it up, shalosh tfachim, you just lift it up, you put it back down again. It's not a real asiya, it's a symbolic asiya, but it's not a real asiya, and really, you have the whole roof there by taking off one board, you didn't do anything. But al kaponim, that also is a teiris asiya. It's sufficient. There's a lomdus that the Bach mentions, and other Rishonim mention. If you're mevatel the tikra, that means like this. The whole problem was this was made for a house. This is a roof. This is a permanent dwelling. If you'll take out between each board, you'll take out a board. So this is a tikkun for the other boards. That means by taking out this board, I'm making all the other boards ois tikre. Before they were meginim, before they were, this was a bias. Now, these same boards which are nailed together to the sukkah, is golnish mit golnish. So this is a bitl hatikra. That means like, there's a very interesting medrash. The medrash tells over a story that there were two people on a ship. And one person started digging a hole on his side. And the other one got frantic. He says, what are you doing? He says, what's your business? I'm doing it on my side. But al kaponim, stochnishtazoi. If you digging a hole on your side is you're sinking the ship. So, noitel achas min betayim is a tikkun on the nesorim hanishorim. I'm making them ois bias. This is what Rashi means. This is an asiya ma'alya. This is shein getan. This ninua, this shokling, this is a symbolic asiya. Look, it's also good to make it, to consider it for asiya l'shem sukkah. But if I take out deitel achas mi bentayim, that's mamish an asiya gemure, an asiya ma'alya, so with that I kashen all the other nesorim. All the other nesorim are kashen. So that's another way I have to kashen the nesorim. Again, Beis Hillel does not seem to, we're talking according to Rav Yehuda, there's no gzeir of Nesorim. There's a problem, it had a shame bias on it. So now it's ois bias. There's nothing what to talk about. By Neutel Achas mi Bentayim, it's ois bias. And this is an Asiya Ma'alya. That is Beis Hillel. Chab Meir Oime Neutel Achas mi Bentayim ve'ein ne mefakbe. Pickpock won't help. But I may a time may. The Omar ein mesachichem benesore. Now Rashi brings in Rameyel, that means Beishama we didn't understand. Beishama is big book, and that we don't, Rashi didn't say Beishama b'chol in Beishama. Beisilul does not hold of Gzeres Nesorim, Beisilul only holds Hastis of Tassim Loim in the Osui. That's all, that's yeah. Rashi said it, Rabbi Yudah Matame, the Marsha ben Nesorim. Nesorim are good, so the whole problem is Tassim Loim in the Osui. So if you have an Asiyah of Pickbook, you have an Asiyah of Noitalachas Min Bintayim, no problem. So everything was taken care of. Rameya holds pickpock doesn't help. Rameila tameidom maimesachem benesorim. That means pickpock and the neitelachas mibintayim that can take care of the psul of tasav leimina osi. Osi l'shem bayis is can become a sukkin if you're mafakpiket and neitelachas mibintayim. But Rameya holds his psul of nesorim. Rameila tameidom maimesachem benesorim. By day, so memele, so what does Neutel Achas mi bintayim help? So here Rashi couldn't say, Asiya ma'alye, but helped Asiya ma'alye, aim is achachim benesorim. So here in Rameya, Rashi says, so Rashi said before in Beit Shammai, by day psal, she bintayim is kashre. He means Neutel Achas mi bintayim, you'll put psal in between. Period. Ule Shmuel, the Omar lekamon schach posel bedalid beemza schach posel bedalid beemza. According to Shmuel holds that schach posel passels bedalid tvochim beemza. So that means, so since you have boards of schach posel, the Rameya holds of gzeres nesorim. So the boards are posel. So what helped you put schach there? But each area of schach is cut off from the rest of the sukkah because you go and have a board in front of it. So that board of dalet posels cuts off the schach. So schach posel posels bedalet beemza. Mitukme kidefrishis leel. So we'll have to say that it is speaking about, as we mentioned before, and daf yedal dem beis, the nehevu shnei psolim beemtza, vein boy elo ches ames. That it is speaking about that you have a sukkah that is ches ames mitzumtzomis, and the seder is neser pesel. I'm starting on one side and starting on the other side, and it'll come out if that'll be the seder. That means 48 tvachim, so it'll come out, in the middle you will have two psalim, each one is 4 tvachim, so you'll end up with a sukkah and you'll have 8 tvachim of schach in the middle of the sukkah. The doifen akuma omrinen ad psalim, so till the two psalim will say doifen akuma. Umafkinen lohulen nesorim in asukah. Rashi before brought down the picture, and with that we'll take out the nesorim from the sukkah; they become doifin. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. So Rashi is explaining according to Shmuel what is pshat in Rameya. Rameya holds that a neser dalet vochem schach posel passels the sukkah. So Rashi says, no, we'll make such an akimta, speaking about a sukkah mitzumtzemes of ches amois, and it'll come out that in the middle you'll have a sukkah of ches tvochim. But l'chayrat megahart, the loshen of the Mishnah is very shver. What did Rameya say? Neitel achas mi beintayim. Now, that's very, very misleading. Between you and me, know what before you had a roof full of nesorim. Know what you have to do? You have to take out two nesorim from the middle. That's what you have to do. The rest of the sukkah, you can leave the way it is, because the rest of the sukkah is puzzle. So the whole thing is, in the middle of the sukkah, you have to take out two nesorim. Neitel achas mi beintayim is a very, very unclear and misleading lashon. That's for sure. mit der Ritwe has to be more this. Inami, that's one Teretz Rashi says, Inami svira like Rav, the Omer le Kamon, maybe Shmuel holds on this Nakudva like Rav, Schach posel, beimin atzad, beimin emtsa, ba'arba amis, Schach posel, pasels, ba'arba amis, Hilkach loy posli nisorim shebintayim, so then the nisorim don't pasel. V'lakashir psul b'yachat, you only have nisorim of dalet tvochim, so dalet tvochim doesn't pasel. The only psul schach posel pasels b'dalet amis, so memela, there's no dalet amis, so the whole, then it's very good, noy talachas mebintayim, and you put schach kosher there, and it's a kosher esukim. You sleep underneath the schach kosher, under the pesach. Zok te gemar, bishloime beis hilu. Now beis hilu was the one that said that to kasher this sukkah, we have one of two eitzes what to do. Either it's mefakpek, and it's alachas bibentai. Bishloime beis hilu tamayu mishum tase v'loi min ha'osuk. That's the whole problem. There's no problem of nesor. Some emeli mefakpek, ovid leimaisa. Fiz mefakpik, ovid le maise, inoi talachas mi bentayim, ovid bo maise. The Loshon HaGemara also would seem that that's all what he does. The same Loshon we would like from Rashi, that it's a maise ma'alye, that you don't have to put pestle according to Beis Hillel. Loshon HaGemara also, the pickbook is a maise, inoi talachas mi bentayim, ovid bo maise. Maise, that is the maise. Ella Beishamai, Maitamai, what is Pshat Beishamai? Beishamai said, you're mefakpek, for no italachas mi bintai. E, mishum tase veloi mina osoi, if he's bothered with tase veloi mina osoi. Bechodesagi, so one of the two is enough. So he is either pickbook or no italachas mi bintai. If he holds of Gzeres Tikra, so then there's a new problem, these Nesorim Aschach Posel. The Neutel Achas Mi Bintayin Sagi. And Lechere, you'll put Psal there. And for the Gemara, La'oila Mishum Gzeres Tikra. Beishamai holds of Gzeres Tikra. Hochi Komri, Afal Pi She Mefakpek, even though he's Mefakpek, Inoitel Achas Mi Bintayin In, Iloi Loi. So, we have to add a few words to the Mishnah. The Mishnah Beis Shammai is saying, not Mefakpek, he has to be Mefakpek. Now, Afal Pisha Mefakpek, even though he was Mefakpek, is Inoit Lachas Me Bentayim En, Biloy Loy. Now let us see Rashi. Bishloime Beisilu Taime Mishum Tase Veloy Min Haosi Bipsu, Vechein Min Haosi Lebayis Veloy Lesuke, She'ein Shem Suke Olof. Agabulche Dachs Merashi is saying over here, there are two distinct dinim. There's one din if a person takes mechuber and he sticks it over the sukkah, l'shem tzeil, and then later he snips off the chibur, which we had a whole machloikas, we say tzitzoson zuyasiyoson, if that's called anasiyah, there's a svar, it's not called anasiyah. So there the problem is, you made a sukkah, the problem, but it's felt in asiyas asukkah. It's felt in asiyas asukkah. You made it, you put down mechubo. It's felt in asiyah. Later it got snipped off. No, so the sukkah, you have a sukkah without an asiyah. That's one din of tasa v'loy min ha'osi bipsu. Then there's another din, you have schach kosher, fakerti asiyah, there wasn't asiyah, put down schach kosher. Felt it in Asiyah, but there's a new din. Nechemi na'osi lebayis v'loy le'suke, she'ein shem suke olo. This is a different din. Do nitas a felt in Asiyah. I mean, not the pshat is that now I'm missing an Asiyah. I don't have a suke now. That's the problem. I have a bias. The first case is a felt mir in Asiyah. the schach was not, wasn't chag sukkis tasalocha. I didn't put down the schach. I put down mechuba. So it's geworden schach after sukkis. The second felt not felt an asiyah. I put down schach, but I didn't end up with the sukkah. I ended up with a bayis. The chaim in the osi le bayis vlei le sukkah shein shame sukkah olof. It doesn't get a shame sukkah. You're sitting now in a bayis. Gzeiras tikra les lehu be misachach ben nesor vafilu b'nei arbo. And it seems zeiras tikra they don't hold. So Memele, the whole thing that is wrong, he has a shame bias on it. So Memele, you have to make a race bias. That can be done either through pickbook or which we said, which is, I'm making a race tikra. I'm zicha making a race bias. That's an asiyam al yisa. So that's very good. Ela beishamai, the boy tarti. Beishamai holds that you need two. You need. Mishum gzeiras tikra islohu. If they hold of gzeiras tikra, then misachichim b'nesorim. Mishum hochi loy mahani pikbok. So memele, so benoit lachs mintayim sagi. So the Gemara, what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answered, let us see this Rashi. So Rashi says, "Vahochi koma, ploima, loy mahani pikbuk. Pikbuk does not help. Elo netile achas mi bentayim. The iko." Maise ma'alya. Number one. And number two, ugzeiras tikra nami botlolo. There's no gzeiras tikra. Vahai da omri mefakpek, hochi komri. Ha mefakpek loy hoyo, benoitel achas mi bentayim. Now, let us try to analyze. Rashi said a mouthful in this Rashi. Number one, Rashi said that the lomdus of netila achas mi bentayim helps the iko maise ma'alya. And this is like the svar we had said before in Beis Hillel, that you don't have to put psal there. That the Iko Maise Malia, that this is a Maise Malia, big book doesn't help, although the Tilachas Bibintayim does help. And Rashi is Lachayra Chayzef, and what Rashi said in the Mishnah, according to Beis Shammai, you needed Psal also. That is, the Rishash is Moira this. That's one Diyik we have in Rashi. We have another Diyik in Rashi, that Rashi seems to be saying, Rashi says that according to Beis Shammai, if we'll make pikbuk alone, it will be possible min ha-toira al-tasa v'loi min ha-osri. And it'll also be possible al-tzeiras tikra. But it's possible min ha-toira also, not only mid-rabbonim. But that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, loi mahani pikbuk, Elo netila achas mi bintayim, de iko maise malya. This is a good maise. What does that mean? Pikbuk is not a maise malya. Pikbuk is a symbolic asiyah, and netila achas mi bintayim is a maise malya. Then Rashi says, ugzeiras tikra nami botlolo. And with the tila achas mi bintayim, the gzeiras tikra falls off. So Rashi says over here that the Gemara was machadish now, that there's a double machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel that holds that pikbuk is sufficient, which is a maise zute, a small maise, and he knew about it,
So Beisilul holds, number one, als de psul av tase veloi mina osui a maise zut helps, number one. And number two, Rashi said before, they bechal don't hold of gzeiras nesorim. It would seem now that by gzeiras nesorim, a maise zut zich wouldn't help. I mean, I'm being now mesachach ben nesorim. I'm getting mesachach ben nesorim. This maise zut wouldn't help. So Memele, so that's Pshat and Beish Hillel. Beishamai, there's a double. The Beishamai is saying as follows. Number one, Beishamai is telling Beish Hillel that Mespik Book does not help for anything. Kloima, Loima Hani Pik Book. That means the Shaila is, why didn't Beishamai say, Noita, the Beish Hillel said, let him say, no, why do you have to say mefakpek, which means, he has to tell him, say noit lachas me bentai. So weiss the chois, there's a new machloikis over here. This is not only a drabondike machloikis over here. There's a machloikis over here in the teire, if a maise zuta is sufficient. Beisilu held a maise zut is sufficient, so Beishami says no. Kloima, a maise zut is gonish mit gonish. So there's the way Yosuk is possible in a fair at tasa bloy minos. So Ava Pisha mefakpek, but that's a maise zut, that's nothing. It won't help anything. It won't help side the rice and side the gzeiril of the soul. But what do I say? Noitel achas mi bentayim. Noitel achas mi bentayim already. That's a maise maalye. This is a maise maalye. No, a maise maalye. So, Memela number one, here by maise maalye, here there is no, there is a good asiyah. That's called, I made it oistikre, I made it a sukkah. This is a maise maalye. And then Rashi is moisev, ugzeres tikre nami botlolo. And also, There's no gzeira stikra. That means if a person goes, the whole gzeira stikra was a person is mesachich ben nesorim, the memele, so this is mesorim is a misleading schach. He'll say, just like I could be mesachich ben nesorim, so next year he'll go and sit in his sukkah, in his house. What's the difference? They say, she'll call you my shoshana. But a person who goes and destroys his house, so this person knows fakelt that a house is no good. He's fakelt. He's mevatel the tikre. This person's a rizik elamdin. This person, you don't have to worry about him. So memele. So by him pasnit gzeiras tikre also. That is pshat in Beishamai. That is pshat in Beishamai. So Beishamai is telling us that you need noitelachas me bintayim for a teiras asiyah. You need aces. That is machshe all the nesorim hanoisorim, all the leftover nesorim. Number one. And number two. And then the gzeiras. And then gzeiras tikra will also follow. Look the Gemara weiter. So, the mayor oimer, noitel achas mi bentayim, avoloye fakpek. Let us see the safe. So you're telling me that Beishamai said, pikpuk does not help. You need netila achas mi bentayim. What did Rameyer say? Rameyer said, noitel achas mi bentayim, Avoloye fakpek. Like the Gemara, Rameya Hainu Beishamai. So it comes out, Rameya is like Beishamai. Mamish Beishamai. So Lachaire, we had before, Rashi said in the Mishnah, Rameya holds its nice and pestle, Beinayim. And then here we're saying in Beishamai that you don't need Pesel Beinayim. Mesorim alone becomes Chach Kosher. Abul Lechayr, the Gemara is Kerte, is Doch Nochmer. Aber Al Kaponim, it comes out that the Machloikis Beishami and Beisilu of Pikpuk helps. Beisilu said Pikpuk helps. Beishami says Pikpuk doesn't help. And Rameir is like Beishami. And this Machloikis Vakev yells like Beishami. That Pikpuk doesn't help. So how could that be? The Gemara Hochi Kama, Leinechleku Beishami u Beisilu bedovozeh. The Rameir is saying the way Rabbi Yehuda is telling over the Machloikis Beishami Beisilu, that Beisilu holds Pikpuk is good and Beishami holds Pikpuk is not good. I wish to disagree. There never was such a Machloikis. Benechliku Beishami Beisilu Bedovo Zeh. Pikpuk never helps because there's a Gzeira of Nesorim. There's a Gzeira of Nesorim, so Pikpuk never helps. And what is the din? Neitalachas mi bintai. There was no such machloikis, this machloikis. Kochi koma le rabmei el rabiuda le nechleku bedobo ze. De beisilu kivosi svirlu, de ein misachachim benesorim. De loi mahani pikpuk, that means that what I said, the einim mefakpik, the yuhetach beishami, no, beisilu also holds. Pikpuk doesn't help. Because ein misachichim b'nesor. Frag de Gemara, Maike Mashmala, de Rameyer isla egzeira stikre, de Rabbi Yehuda lesla egzeira stikre, haf ligu bo chode zimne. So, we have already this machlekes. Now, the Rishash asks a Meirdike Kasha, he asks, according to Rashi, Rashi said in Beis Shammai that Neutelachas min Bintayim takes off Kseiris Tikre. That's what Rashi said in Beis Shammai. The Rishash assumed that, according to Rav Meir, it's also the same thing. So what's the Ivluke Bochode Zimne? Steitach do, Pseshtik Tere do. And Gzeres Tikra will fall off with Neutelachas mi Bintayim, that this is a tikkun on those Nesorim. Where we said Pshat the Gemara, it could be Rameya never said that. Rashi in the Mishnah said Rameya says you put Psal there. Rashi just fell off in Beis Shammai. But Rameya is weiter dezelfde Rameya. Rameya just said Pikpuk doesn't help. That was like Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says no. He says everyone knows that Pikpuk doesn't help. Neitelachas mi bintayim according to Rameya could mean you put Schach Kosher there, where Rashi said in the Mishnah. So, frag the Gemara, so all Rameir is saying is that ein mesachachim b'nesorim. That's what he's saying. Pikpuk doesn't help. That's all what he's saying. He's not saying more than that. To be yinaisim psal b'neim. So, frag the Gemara, so that's the previous Mishnah. But if the Gibbochodazim, we hear this Mishnah, daf yudal namadalef. The snan we learned in the Mishnah Misachim ben Nesorim Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir Oisa. Let us see Rashi. That Umayka Mashmu the Stomi le Masnis and Mashmina Bach Plukta le Misnai be Masnis. And this is Yenem Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Chiya Barabe, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. No. Reishe ben Nesorim Meshupim. Not the way we learned till now, that the Machloikis and Daf Yudalda with Aleph is a Machloikis, if Mesachim Besom, ain't Mesachim ben Nesorim, if there is a Gzeres Tikre, if there's not a Gzeres Tikre. No, they're speaking about Nesorim, which are less than three Tvachim, and it's speaking about Nesorim Meshupim. They are smooth Nesorim. They were sanded, they're smooth. There's a shaila is, if you use a smooth nesa, you might use a keli also. It's hard to differentiate between a smooth nesa and a keli already. So memela, that's the machloikis. So the machloikis, and if you dalud or medalub is a machloikis, or the geizel nesorim mishupim or to kelim. Here we're speaking about andaf tesvor, we're speaking about not nesorim mishupim, we're speaking about rof nesorim, and it's dalet tochem, and here's the machloikis of gzeiras tikre. Frechte gemore, ul rabbi Yehuda omar rav de omar, Sichecha bechitzim zechorim ksheira benekevis psula.
We learned before that if he was mesachech bechitzim with arrow, with the stems of the arrow.
So if the schorim, they don't have a base kibble, ksheira benekevis psula,
if the stems have a base kibble, it's possible, like gozer schorim ot benekevis.
So by chitzim guf, it's mamish the same thing. One is posel midaraisa.
And the other one, he said it's mutter, and he not goes as chorimot in the kevis.
It's a chanami le nigzer nesorim eshupim mot a kelem.
How could you say that this is the machloikis, as a machloikis eistis,
that the previous mission speaking about nesorim eshupim,
how could there be a machloikis with nesorim eshupim, If we see that the one geyser chitzim schorim oto nekeibus,
zogt Rashi.
Amar b'chi baraba reishal amishum gzeres tikri ifliku al b'nesorim sheni b'nei arbo, avon b'shupimein b'chalokim v'ruyim letashmish mishum gzeres kelim nogobo livsoil alibi d'ramei avagav d'pshutikli eitz ninu v'le mekabli tume gozibu oto kelim ha mekablim tume.
Okay.